This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, good to have your company. My name's Simon Smart. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. And my guest this week has been Colm Cunningham. He's with me again. Thanks for coming in, Colm.
Hello again.
Colm is the director of Hammond Cares Dementia Centre. He also has links with international organisations looking at research into dementia care. Colm, we've talked about some of the challenges of an ageing population. Most of us fear the idea of sitting in a nursing home, occasionally visited by reluctant grandchildren or something like that. It seems an unpleasant thought. But what's the experience of being in aged care facilities like these days?
Well, I'm pleased to say that I'm starting to see more examples of positive practice and positive environments for the people that live there. You're talking about bringing together groups of people in large clusters, and that in itself creates a lot of frustrations and challenges, so we need to manage that well. The best practice is to ensure that people are living in smaller units of no more than 8 to 10 people. And the other thing that we need to do, and that we're seeing more examples of, is the home being designed or an older building being adapted to ensure that the person living there can make easy decisions. We know that people with dementia have problems with their memory. Therefore, when we want them to be able to find the kitchen or the toilet or their bedroom, we want to make that decision easy, and we do not want to stress them. Because if we think about ourselves, when we are stressed, we actually make bad decisions. Most of us in the morning when we waken up are rushing to places, and we can all think about the time when we went into a room and thought, why did I come in here, or where are my car keys? And we get wound up. That's because our
daily in my house, Colm.
And that's about your brain just being a wee bit overstretched at the time. So if we know that somebody with dementia has less of that capacity and we're overstressing them, then they're going to make poor decisions. So a very simple example of that is that we advise that the places where the toilet is are easy to find, and that the symbols on the door make it easy for the person to make a decision that it is the toilet, because that's something we all get stressed about.
You've worked in this for a long time. I wonder if you could tell me, what are the things you've learned from the patients and the people you've worked with who are experiencing this condition?
I think the thing that I have had to learn, and I still have to challenge myself to be in that zone or that place, is to actually pay attention to what the person's saying to me. Too often, particularly the nurse side of me wants to go, right, let's get this and this sorted and we need to do this, instead of just being where they are at and meeting them where they're at. Because if I don't do that, I'll often start doing something and not actually...
So you're thinking about the process there rather than being with the person. That's a challenge, right?
That's a real challenge to us, because we've got so many competing demands in running an aged care facility that sometimes they end up overriding what we're meant to do, when actually the person may be trying to tell us something quite significant. And we often will misinterpret their behaviour. So you often hear the term wandering described. Well, wandering doesn't actually tell you what the person's trying to do. It is quite reasonable for any of us to want to walk, and we've just said earlier that we're living in situations with maybe 30 or 40 people, so of course I'm going to want to try and find a quiet space. At times I'm going to want to find the garden. So that's actually not about dementia, that's actually about my need to walk.
Just a normal human response. People don't often want to think about this stuff. It's a unpleasant idea, and even getting old, experiencing these sorts of things. Is it hard to get people interested in these issues until they're personally affected by them?
I think less so now. One of the things that we're planning to do this year as part of the work that we do is bring the International Dementia Excellence Awards to Sydney. So 2012, they're going to be hosted as part of our major conference for Hammond Care. And one of the awards we're introducing is the representation of people with dementia in the arts, because over the last few years, actually, we're seeing more of those issues being addressed. We're actually seeing artists who have dementia doing work, because as the frontal lobes is affected, sometimes your creative side actually can have a period of being really creative and people do wonderful pieces of work. So I think it's really interesting that we're starting to look at those sides of the contribution of people with dementia in the lives of our society.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.